This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com. You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOC-DALI. You know, we're coming up on finals, right? Because it's, you know, winter time, Christmas, Hanukkah time. And happy Hanukkah for everybody celebrating. Very, very cool. I have not had any latkes yet. I'm afraid to actually, because when I make a latke, I mean, it is really deep soaked and deep fried, and it's a lot of oil that I've been trying to lose weight. But you know, it's comfort food. You know, we Jews, we like our comfort food. Okay, you know, matzo ball soup, latkes, right? A lot of, you know, sugary stuff. We just do. You know, we need our comfort food because, you know, it's just something that I guess we eat. That, okay, we know how to eat. And but you know, my kids aren't really enjoying the holidays yet because they have finals coming up. And I think they're in school all the way through till next week. And so one of the things they had to do as part of the end of the semester is my older boy had to make a video where they were reenacting a scene from Hamlet. Now, I remember reading Hamlet. I remember having to memorize Hamlet. To be or not to be, that is a question, whether it's noble in the mind, to suffer the pain, whatever. Like, I don't remember the whole Hamlet thing, but anyway. And so, you know, I see him. Here we are 30 years later, you know, after I had to do my Hamlet stint in high school. Has it really been 30 years since I've been in high school? No, it can't be. 15 years since I've been in high school. Oh, boy, now I'm depressed. Okay, now I need some latkes. Now I really need some comfort food. So anyway, so what my son did, which I didn't tell him to do. Okay, this is something I always did in school. Whenever I was given a project, especially something that had to do with Shakespeare, and I don't understand Shakespeare. I really doth, thou, dost, whilst, whilst, the flip, Mary, the Bell, Denmark, something's rotten in the state of Denmark. Is that what, yeah, you know, I don't know. One Fell Swoop from Macbeth. I remember One Fell Swoop. I do use that. That I like. I didn't like it when I read it, but now I could use it. One Fell Swoop. I like that. Like, I'm going to kick all y'all in one fell swoop. I love saying that. So anyway, what I did in school is every time, especially in English, every time I got a project and I didn't know what to do with it, I was like, you know what? Let's make it funny. And once I put a little comedic twist onto it, it was doable. It just was. Whenever we had to write a poem, I'm no poet. Do I sound poetic? But if I made it a funny poem, oh, yeah. We were doing Edgar Allan Poe years ago in school, and we had to write something incorporating one of the Edgar Allan Poe. Boy, he had a twisted mind, but his works were fascinating. So what I did is I rewrote The Raven. But I wrote it in terms of us being in school. Once upon a weekday dreary, while I pondered weak and weary, I forced myself to enter through the morbid classroom door. While in class nearly napping, suddenly there came a tapping of someone harshly rapping on my head, now sore. 'Tis a dream, I muttered, one I dreamt before, only this and nothing more. See, I still remember that. Now, why do I remember that? Because was it a really good start to a really good poem? Yeah. But no, because I, throughout the whole thing, I infuse some comedy, and for me, that works, okay? That's my mojo. So here's my son complaining about English class the whole time and how they're in Shakespeare and how he doesn't understand it and he feels stupid. And last night, he showed me what he and his friends did. He and his friends went to a nearby park, and they recreated a scene from Hamlet. And what my son did, and I'm not here, you know, people don't want to sit there and hear you brag about your kids, but you guys know me, I never brag about the kids. I criticize my kids, I insult them on air all the time. But let me finally once, okay, revel in his comedic brilliance. So, there's only four boys, and Stone is the one that has the most gumption, where he doesn't mind playing the girl, and he doesn't mind, you know, I don't know, wearing pants up to his neck, so that's what he did. So, for some reason, he was able to do costume changes. Okay, I wish I could show you this, but I guess I'm not allowed to until they show it in class. But what he was able to do, it blew my mind. I didn't know he was that gifted. Okay, I didn't think he could act. I mean, I knew he could lie to my face. He has lied to my face, you know, many times. I knew he could do that. Boy, that's a big shocker. The first time your baby lies to you, you're like, but I'm your mama. You lie to your mama, and then you make him feel so guilty that you breastfed him, and you had a 5-inch episiotomy, you know, for his head to come out of your lily, and you know, I make him feel so guilty, and, you know, but, though he's lied to me easy. But to see him be able to act and then act like, I guess in Hamlet, I don't remember, the queen dies. So he recreates dying from poison, seizure and all. I don't know how he did it. And, you know, I looked at this kid like, oh my gosh, it's like I never knew you. You know, really impressed. Because the other son, he's not my favorite. I don't have any favorites. But the other son, he's the one that has a lot of the comedic stuff and can act. And so, you know, basically, my son is now in a very good mood today. Because even though I always tell him I'm proud of him, I didn't say, oh, I'm proud of you like I always do. I gave him that look like, oh my gosh, that was brilliant. And he's on cloud nine. So I'm like in a good mood because I made my baby feel good. You know, my episiotomy scar is still burning, but that's okay. But he's, you know, it was just really, really cool. So, you know, for those of you guys that have kids, okay, who don't know how to get through a project like math is very hard to do comedy with math. Very, very difficult. Unless you substitute X for farts or something, you know? So X is traveling down the highway at 50 miles an hour, so that's one fart, whereas Y, we'll call it a, I don't know, a piece of poop, is traveling down the highway at another, you know, sometimes if you could infuse that for your kids, it really works. Yeah, I do that with medical students all the time. I'm like, look, okay, you know, you're trying to memorize all this. Okay, come up with the craziest picture. I don't even care if it's dirty. Just so you put it in your memory and you remember it. So very, very cool. All right, guys, don't go away. We got a lot to talk about. 1-877-DOCTOLLY.
Learn the basics of Spanish, greetings, asking how someone is doing, body parts. And if you're in the healthcare profession, have you ever wanted to learn medical Spanish to the degree where you could do a whole history and physical? Well, we've created LearnHealthSpanish.com. In under 100 minutes, you will reach a level of fluency that will blow your employers away. LearnHealthSpanish.com offers an online course under $50 that makes a great gift. And if you use code DDW, you get a discount as well. So visit LearnHealthSpanish.com and start hablando Español today.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny
or serious,
you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Guys, wouldn't your wife or girlfriend love it if you treated her to the very best this Christmas? Well, you can, and you don't even have to go out of your way. We're talking about the world's softest pajamas, available exclusively at Pajamagram.com. That's Pajamagram.com. Created by a team of dedicated pajama experts, the world's softest pajamas are lighter than a cloud, softer than a bunny, like cashmere, only better. She'll love the way the world's softest pajamas feel, and you'll love the way they look. More than a gift, they're a feeling, an invitation to relax a little longer. The world's softest pajamas are available only at Pajamagram.com. Visit today and give her a gift that keeps on giving to both of you. Plus, you don't even have to wrap, because every Pajamagram includes free gift packaging, and Christmas delivery is guaranteed. So visit Pajamagram.com or call 1-800-GIVE-PJs.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralized the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
Bad theater seats, cheap Halloween masks, my apartment, all things with obstructed views. Add to these large trucks and buses. 18-wheelers and large buses have big blind spots and, like my apartment, they don't always have the best view. Bus and truck drivers deal with blind spots around the entire vehicle. Always take care not to ride alongside or too close behind them. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-557-0158. That's 800-557-0158. Again, 800-557-0158.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Manny, who was working the dials. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. All right, so the GOP lost the Senate seat in a pretty important one in the Deep South, where Alabama Democrat Doug Jones was able to, by 1%, beat out Republican Roy Moore. From what we understand, he was down by about 20,000 votes, so we're talking very, very narrow. Has refused to concede the race, asking for a recount, and so I'm not sure how long that's going to go and, you know, who's going to be paying for that. But it was a tight race, and when it is this tight, you know, and especially with such a significant seat, I don't think he's going to concede that quickly. So there's been a lot of blame game. And it is a blow to the GOP. It's, you know, Moore was an avowed Christian conservative. There was a lot of allegations that circulated his campaign. Trump doubled down, even though Trump didn't officially, Trump had officially backed Strange before Moore. You know, the GOP had to double down and throw support behind the candidate. And again, there were, you know, some of the allegations, in this day and age, you're guilty until proven innocent. So, you know, do you want to be somebody that, jump ship, you know, and feeds into the frenzy that happens? Or do you want to say, look, there's too many allegations, something's rotten in the state of Denmark, and see, now I'm using my Shakespeare, right? So, was it the best candidate? No, it wasn't. And this is Alabama. To lose the Senate seat after 20 years, it means something's going on. And this was an upset. This was a definite upset. Now, from what we understand, I believe Chuck Schumer had to ward off an allegation that was supposedly a fake sexual harassment claim. I don't know how they're determining what's fake and what's not. But the one thing we do know is if you do have a quote-unquote past that you've been afraid that will haunt you, it's going to haunt you. Now the media will be all on top of it. And if you don't have a past, there may be people that don't like you that will create one. So I think Chuck Schumer, and I have to find that out, that was some breaking news. I think he deflected that one. Let me find that really quick here. I don't really know much about Chuck Schumer. Yeah, apparently he said, Senate Minority Leader reported a fake complaint accusing him of sexual harassment to Capitol Police. He told Axios that he is the victim of a fake document that implicates him in detailed harassment claims by a former aide. Now, Schumer's office confirmed the report to CNN and his communications director. There were no additional details. The former aide from Schumer's office, who was not named in the report, told Axios in a phone interview she did not write the document and that none of its charges are true, adding that her signature on the document was forged. She also said she hadn't known about the document until Axios inquired about it. So apparently the staffer named in the document worked for Chuck Schumer from 2009 to 2012, is now a career employee of the federal government. Schumer's office also said in a statement that the document is false. They reported it to the police. And now, if this is the case, if this is what happened, that's ridiculous. Okay, if people are making up these fake documents using real people's names or even fake names, and then the real person's like, well, I didn't do that. No. Now, there's always conspiracy theories, like maybe they did and they changed their mind. No, that was forged. That wasn't from me. That wasn't, many people that, that are, come forward, they want to come forward anonymously. They don't want to be, well known because you get a lot of heat. You know, like we talked to Leanne Tweeden, she's really gotten a lot of heat for coming forward on what happened with, Al Franken thrusting his tongue in her mouth. And so, victims will become re-victimized very easily. But I think that's baloney. I don't care if it's a Democrat senator, Republican senator. You bear false witness. You try to claim somebody did something to you when they didn't. That's jail time as far as I'm concerned. That's some bad stuff. So, with what happened with Alabama, I don't know much about Moore. I really don't. What I do know is people do not want to, especially constituents, not only do they not want an association with anything that could have to do with harassment, but even if Moore was innocent, and this was a big, conspiracy to have him look bad, in the media, and, the media would only cover those stories per se, people don't want unpredictability. And so if there's a candidate who just in the slightest chance could be iffy and have to step down, that makes people nervous. Like, look, Al Franken's stepping down. There's going to be an interim senator in the meantime until the election next November. But the constituents as well as the parties, they don't want that. They want to know that whoever they have is going to stick. You start losing senators mid-session, and then you have to put other people in there, that starts to mess things up in terms of a re-election and in terms of maintaining the seat. Al Franken probably was going to be a shoo-in for the next few elections. But now with this, now it could be up for grabs. Nobody wants to rock the boat when you got a solid seat. So now, question I got last night, what's going to happen with Obamacare? At this point, I don't see anything in the future coming around the bend or the pike, especially now with the GOP only having a 51-senator majority. And, you know, you have defectors in the GOP party that don't want to, sign a bill that, in their eyes, really effectively deals with Obamacare and repeals and replaces, which I don't think there's such a thing, to be honest. So I think it's going to remain to be the law of the land if Donald Trump and if Congress can make little mini laws, say, look, don't worry about the mandate, you know, don't worry about the employer mandate, you're not going to get fined. If they do little mini laws, that could help. The problem is when they say Obamacare implodes, it's already imploding. So my suggestion to anybody in Congress is start working on a new infrastructure. And I talked about this in terms of Hillary Clinton. If Hillary Clinton won, Obamacare wasn't going to continue. There's no way Hillary, who was the, you know, foremother of the idea of starting to socialize medicine, per se, it was going to be a Hillary type of care. So the Democrats were poised to start redefining a healthcare system and not keeping the name Obama attached to it. So Democrats are for healthcare reform because they know Obamacare stinks, and they know that's what's hurting that's why the Republicans were able to take over the House and the Senate last election, as well as the White House. So Democrats know the system stinks. They just have to make sure there's enough people, enough voters liking the system. And in the next election or two, they don't have to run on, look at what Obamacare did for you. They don't have to do that. People are going to start forgetting about Obama. And, it's hard to, but people are trying, taking some active therapy to do so. But they are going to run on a look. We are going to try to keep your health care coverage and enhance it. And we are not going to let the Republicans mess with your health care. That's what they're going to run on without using the term Obamacare. Right. They're going to be like, we're going to keep your Medicaid benefits. We're going to, maintain these subsidies. And so what they're going to do is compartmentalize the part of healthcare that helps them and helps their constituents and their voters. So with that, use that momentum. If I was in Congress, and I'm not, and, maybe it's good because I like to get things done. I like to do things. I hate things taking an act of Congress. I always say that, man, it took an act of Congress, for me to get through the Walmart line, take an act of Congress. So I don't really like acts of Congress. It takes too long for me. I'm just too impatient. I need to get stuff done. But if I was there, I would sit down with the Democrats and go, what will help you win the next few elections? So like, well, why would you help us Democrats? And I'm like, because it helps us overall. What is it that your constituents really, really want? All right. And it's not handouts. Okay. We sometimes in the media, will say so, but no one's going to admit it. But look, Obamacare stinks. We can talk behind closed doors. It stinks. Okay. What do your constituents want? Well, they want the premiums down. Well, they want the deductibles down. Okay. Well, then boom. This is something that could please both sides. Come up with a plan, and so working together is probably going to be the only way to make some changes, and we can't be afraid that it's still going to be Obamacare, because the name's going to go away soon. 1-877-DOC-BELLY.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
A commemorative President Trump dollar for only $5? Yes, the historic Trump dollar starts at only $5 at TrumpDollar.us. Choose from our unique three-coin collection in gold, silver, and copper. The Vote Trump Dollar, Inaugural Trump Dollar, and Make America Great Again Trump Dollar. Available only at TrumpDollar.us. Minted in the USA, our Trump dollars commemorate President Trump's patriotic stand. Order your Trump dollar collection today in time for Christmas delivery at TrumpDollar.us. That's TrumpDollar.us.
Message and data rates may apply.
Warning. Texting while driving is illegal just about everywhere. So if you want to take advantage of a life-changing LASIK offer, pull over when you can, because a special opportunity is just one text away. The LASIK Vision Institute is offering absolutely free evaluations and dramatically low prices on high-quality LASIK. Text the keyword CLEAR55 to 350350 to get the benefit of FDA-approved LASIK technology that gives the majority of patients 20/20 vision for a fraction of what others charge. Text to schedule your free appointment to see if LASIK is right for you. When you text CLEAR55 to 350350, you'll also get an extra 20% discount off our already low-cost services. We've already performed over 1 million procedures. Today, it's your turn. Discover how you can get the quality LASIK experience you've always wanted for a fraction of what others charge. This great offer is just a text away. Text CLEAR55 to 350350. That's CLEAR55 to 350350.
Attention type 2 diabetics. If you or a loved one has taken Invokana, Invokamet, or Invokamet XR or other inhibitors for type 2 diabetes and suffered amputation of the toes, feet, or legs, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA has warned that Invokana, Invokamet, or Invokamet XR and other inhibitors for type 2 diabetes cause an increased role in amputations of the toes, feet, and legs. If you or a loved one has taken Invokana, Invokamet, or Invokamet XR or other inhibitors for type 2 diabetes and suffered amputation of the toes, feet, or legs, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-475-7607. That's 800-475-7607. Again, 800-475-7607. Call now.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. www.injuryhelpdesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
Guys, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dolly and on Facebook, the Dr. Dolly Show. So Burger King is in the news. I love talking fast food. I can talk fast food all the time. But this is very, very cool. So a Burger King employee went above and beyond, you know, having it your way, and helped a diabetic customer. Apparently, one Texas woman's Facebook post about the helping hand of this Burger King employee went viral. And this is a kind of little feel-good story. I guess on Friday, Rebecca Boning... Oh, my necklace just fell off. Sorry, that's my necklace. Yeah, it's cheap costume jewelry, but it looks sexy. Necklace, okay. Oh, it sounds Christmassy, doesn't it? All right, anyway. Rebecca Boning posted that while she was driving on the interstate in Amarillo, Texas, she realized that her blood sugar had dropped to dangerously low levels. As a diabetic, Ms. Boning knew that the situation was going to be life-threatening. So she took the next exit and stopped at a Burger King to quickly get some food in her system. Now, she stumbled through placing her order, and she mentioned to the voice on the speaker that I was diabetic and in need of food. She said low blood sugar makes it difficult to think or act, she wrote in her Facebook post. So as she was pulling up to the window to pay for her order, the drive-thru cashier, Tina Hardy, rushed towards her, squeezing between the building and the car with a small cup of ice cream in hand. Very cool. I've never had Burger King ice cream, but I got to tell you, if I was ever, God forbid, hypoglycemic, I would chow that sucker down. I wouldn't even care about ice cream headache. Tina later explained that her husband was also diabetic, and she could tell that she needed help. Very cool. After paying, she said, I pulled up to Tina's window where she gave me my food. So basically, she ran to where she was still ordering. Then she pulled up, and then she instructed me to park across the driveway so she could keep an eye on me until I felt better. Very smart. You don't give somebody ice cream and then have them drive while they're still in a hypoglycemic state. Very, very cool. So she ate. She recovered. She went back to thank the employee, Hardy, for her kind deed, then let Hardy's boss know she did well. And then she asked readers to share her story. And the post has now been shared more than 200,000 times, has almost 500,000 likes, etc. And she says, I think the fact that this has gone viral is because apparently people are not nice to each other anymore. I agree with that. So she told Today Food via Facebook Messenger that they have been texting each other since the incident. So now she's made a friend. And, you know, I don't think we've heard from the employee. I hope the employee got a raise. But the reason why I bring up this feel-good story is because I talk a lot about a lot of negative stuff on the show because, you know, politics and, you know, what's going on in today's world is, you know, sometimes pretty negative. So, you know, I got to report the news. But this reminds people that if somebody is acting funny, they're not always on drugs. They're not always stupid, okay? You could have somebody having a stroke right in front of you with garbled speech, not making sense, seeming incoherent, or you could have somebody going through a hypoglycemic attack. And, you know, rather than, oh, I'm not gonna, you know, get involved, get involved. You know, that study that came out a couple weeks ago of, you know, women not getting CPR because, you know, people are afraid to be accused of assault by removing her shirt and bra to put an AED on and to do chest compressions is sad. This is the state we're in. Yeah, it's sad people are assaulted and people are abused. That's horrifying also, the degree that that's happened. But we are at the point now where we are so afraid of being accused of stuff that we don't want to help. Now, good Samaritan laws are supposed to protect you. If you do try to save somebody's life and you don't, okay, you know, if you're a healthcare professional, then you could be in trouble, you know, and then somebody could sue you. There was a case when I was in school that they made us learn about where a resident was on vacation driving home for the weekend or for the holidays, and there was a real severe accident in front of him. So he goes out to help the person, and the person was really banged up in his truck and couldn't breathe. Apparently, he was bleeding into his trachea. And so the resident got the person out of the truck and started performing life-saving measures to be able to get oxygen in him until the paramedics arrived. Paramedics arrived and the guy lived in the accident. However, the guy was paralyzed from the neck down and ended up suing the resident because they tried to blame the resident for his being paralyzed when he took the guy out of the car to save his life. Now, I know somebody could see both sides to this, going, well, what if the resident really did, you know, not use proper C-spine precautions and really causes paralysis? You know, but, you know, the rest of us are like, look, okay, you know, you have to take a chance to save somebody's life. So they either sit there and die, or you try to get them out of the car and try to help save their life. And so if it was a non-medical professional, there would be no lawsuit. But because it was a medical professional, there was a lawsuit. And the resident and the medical school and the hospital that he worked at all got sued. And so this is the world we're in right now. And we don't want people afraid to jump in and help. You know, look at that shooting that happened at the Texas church a couple weeks ago. Guy across the street goes out, takes his gun, shoots the gunner down, and shoots the gunner, and then the gunner, I guess, you know, while he's in his car, he later then pulls over and kills himself or whatever. But, you know, I mean, these good Samaritans, you don't hear a lot about, or maybe the media doesn't cover it. So somebody starts to act all hypoglycemic and you know, yeah, you could give them sugar. Yeah, I've been asked, what is the best sugar to give them? Here's the thing. It would be really good to give a sugar with a low, you know, glycemic index. But when you are hypoglycemic, we just give sugar. I mean, even through the IV, we'll give you dextrose, all right? We're not going to be picky, because you becoming hypoglycemic and having such a sugar drop, you know, bad things can happen pretty quickly. Now, if you are diabetic, you need to always have something sweet, whether it's some orange juice around, whether it's a Fruit Loop. But, you know, if you start to become hypoglycemic, you need to have something. And a lot of diabetics will have candy. Yeah, maybe it's not the best choice to have candy nearby. There are certain sugar tablets, dextrose tablets you could have and you could purchase. And dextrose is a different sugar than sucrose and fructose, but it's still a sugar. But they'll all work. And, you know, having something that has some sugar in it, I believe Gatorade has a certain amount of sugar. If it's not enough, you're going to have some candy or something to put you to bring you out of it. Now, hyperglycemic crises, you got to be careful for. And most diabetics know when they're hyper, high sugared or low. Being hyperglycemic, you rarely jump that quickly and become too high with your sugar. It takes longer. Hypoglycemia, that happens fast. Maybe you forgot that you took your insulin and you took a little too much. Maybe you didn't shake the insulin up correctly and you got too much of a dose. Maybe your medication kicked in. Maybe, you know, you just didn't eat enough. Now, many people have hypoglycemia and they're not diabetic. You know, when my sugar drops, I feel it. I don't like it. I get grumpy. I get a little dizzy. I get a little loopy. You know, so you want to have healthy type menus so that you don't have this reactive hypoglycemia. So the more sugar you eat, the more at risk you are of having hypoglycemia. And people say, well, that's counterintuitive. So wouldn't you be hyperglycemic? Not entirely. Your body shoots out the insulin, and we've talked about the insulin, and the insulin's job is to get the sugar from the bloodstream into the cell. Well, if you're always eating junk food and crappy sugary foods, then your body's going to preemptively, you know, have more circulating insulin. And the more circulating insulin, the higher the risk of hypoglycemia. So you want to make sure you're eating foods more like oatmeal, nuts, flaxseed. Blueberries are a less sugary, has a lower glycemic index than like cantaloupe or grapes, low-fat milk, hard-boiled egg, chicken tortilla wraps like light chicken. HealthLink also talks about carrot and green pepper sticks, you know, with your meal, fish. You know, a more rounded meal that gives you some carbs, but not these very, very highly sugary carbs. 1-877-DOC-DELLY.
So are you tired of being tired? Well, then it's time to get the tea. Hey, it's Lisa here to tell you about this all-natural, all-organic tea I've been drinking that has had great results for over 20 years. It's called Life Change Tea, and it's specially formulated to help detoxify and cleanse your kidneys, liver, colon, and blood all at once. The colon is one of the most ignored organs in the human body. The faster that waste is eliminated from the body, the less time that waste sits in our intestines spreading toxins to our bloodstream. This tea helps cleanse chemicals caused by outside intruders from our entire digestive system, and get this, weight loss can be a side effect. And with continued use of the tea, you can experience clear, healthier, younger-looking skin, increased energy, and a happier outlook on life. So if you're tired of being tired, get the Life Change Tea at GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com, and like me, you'll be glad you did.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy. Have you ever wanted to learn the basics of Spanish? Greetings, asking how someone is doing, body parts. And if you're in the healthcare profession, have you ever wanted to learn medical Spanish to the degree where you could do a whole history and physical? Well, we've created LearnHealthSpanish.com. In under 100 minutes, you will reach a level of fluency that will blow your employers away. LearnHealthSpanish.com offers an online course under $50 that makes a great gift. And if you use code DDW, you get a discount as well. So visit LearnHealthSpanish.com and start Hablando Español today.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
Hello, Mr. Anderson. The NSA has noticed how much time you spend on conservative news sites. We have no choice but to consider you a domestic terrorist.
Tired of your internet activity being monitored by Big Brother?
Get VirtualShield.com,
the world's easiest-to-use virtual private network. Browse the web anonymously, leaving pesky advertisers and spies in the dust.
Get started today at VirtualShield.com.
Take advantage of our free 30-day trial.
VirtualShield.com. You have the right to remain private.
Excuse me, sir. Could you take a picture of my family and me with my cell phone?
Sure, Mrs. Anderson. Smile for the camera.
Too bad hackers never get proper permission to access your cell phone or computer camera. Anyone is or could be susceptible to illegal spying. That's why VirtualShield.com has developed Identisafe, a new security software that blocks camera and microphone access from unwanted spies. Get started today at VirtualShield.com. Take advantage of our free 30-day trial. VirtualShield.com. You have the right to remain private.
Back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter and Dr. Dahlia. All right. Oh, Twitter at Dr. Dahlia. Look at that. See? Ooh, you say that so many times, you just even forget what to say. I tell you, this is a kind of sad case, guys. I got to tell this. This is crazy case. There's a mom who has been arrested after her son had 323 hospital visits and 13 surgeries. And the child might not have needed most of them. He's only 8 years old. Christopher Bowen had been to the hospital 323 times, had undergone 13 major surgeries. He has been on a feeding tube, delivering food through his small intestines, confined to a wheelchair, has even been in hospice. And the reason why is because his mother claimed he had cancer or suffered from a rare degenerative disorder that affected his oxygen supply. She tried to get him on the lung transplant list. And Child Protective Services got involved because there was nothing wrong with him. He never even needed to have a feeding tube or oxygen. And he went through so many medically invasive tests that he didn't need to. His two siblings have already been removed from his mother's care. After she went to Children's Medical Center in Dallas claiming he had a massive seizure. He's now in foster care. And she now is in jail because of fabricating his illnesses. Her bail is set for $150,000, and she has declined an interview request, obviously. Her father, or Christopher's father, Ryan Crawford, says her arrest was a long time coming. He's angry that it took so long for the system to finally believe that the mother was lying about the illnesses. How do you do 13 surgeries, he said. How do you do it? How do you do 13 surgeries and not question the fifth, the sixth? So investigators think this case is a Munchausen syndrome by proxy. I'll talk to you about what Munchausen is and then by proxy. Basically, it's a mental disorder where with Munchausen, you fabricate you having a medical condition. And by proxy, you fabricate that the person you're taking care of has a medical condition. So apparently, Dr. Mark Feldman, a nationally recognized expert on the disorder, said they doctor shop and hospital shop. They often frequent many emergency rooms over a large geographic area. One doctor may never know that the medical procedures or diagnostic tests have already been performed elsewhere. So it keeps happening over and over and over again. Yeah, you can see the scars, but many times surgeons will go through the original scar. So you can't tell how many surgeries somebody's had. Unfortunately, there's a 9% mortality rate among published reports. The disorder is underreported, and it is the most lethal form of child abuse. The mothers tend to be, he says, master deceivers and liars. They're very skilled at what they do. Apparently, the husband, or the father, said they met at a club about a decade ago. They dated on and off for 2 years. He says there were early signs when she was pregnant that something wasn't right. She would call in the middle of the night and claim to be in the hospital. The boy was born prematurely. He recalls that the mom claimed that Christopher wouldn't drink his milk and throw up when he did. And I think they got a divorce. So she ended up getting full custody of her son back in 2014. And so unfortunately, she had the control to take him to the hospital without dad knowing. And I guess every time they were in the courtroom, she kept saying that the boy was dying. And the judge stated that I need to accept that my son was dying. And I said, no, I'm not going to accept that he's dying. Because the kid wasn't. So he loses custody. She takes over. She's sick in the head. This was a big cluster. Dad was paying $600 a month. Child support kept continuing to do that. But he complained to CPS twice, Child Protective Service twice. And his aunt complained. And the agency said there were no records of complaints. So I don't know what's going on, but this is bad. So they're filing a medical malpractice suit against the doctors that did the procedures. But, and I before I go into all the stuff that he had to deal with, one procedure led to then an infection, and then he was in the ICU with another blood infection. And so what ends up happening is it's not that he's healthy every single time he comes to the doctor. It's enough stuff gets done where the kid starts to get sick. So let's go back and talk about what Munchausen syndrome is. So Munchausen is basically where somebody themselves, okay, deliberately produces or exaggerates symptoms in several ways. They may hurt themselves just so they could be seen by the doctor or medical provider. They may lie or fake these symptoms. So some people go, oh, so it's hypochondriac. No, it's not. No, hypochondriac's different. Hypochondriac, you really feel like they're real symptoms. Munchausen is where you are deliberately faking it. You'll have an inconsistent medical history. The symptoms don't really make sense to the average medical provider. There's very predictable relapses. So once you improve, and the doctor's like, good, now this will fix you. You know, now, you know, the infection is gone, your blood count is good. They quickly try to relapse. They know their hospital and medical terminology very, very well. There's going to be multiple surgical scars. After a negative test shows, look, you're cured, you're good, there may be a new set of symptoms. Presence of symptoms only when the patient is with others or being observed. So when the patient is alone, they may be fine. Then all of a sudden, when around other people, they'll fake it. They go to multiple hospitals, clinics, doctor's offices, even in different cities. Reluctant to allow the doctor to meet or talk with family and friends. They also have some self-esteem issues, etc. And we don't really have a lot of statistics of how many. You know, when I think back to my practice, I might have had a few. But when I got a case that I couldn't handle, I would refer and, you know, have a specialist involved. But I don't remember somebody having multiple surgeries. Because if I didn't think they needed surgery, I wouldn't have recommended it, so then they probably went to another doctor. But now, in terms of Munchausen syndrome by proxy, this is where they will cause an illness or injury to a child or elderly adult or person who has a disability. And they're now living this Munchausen syndrome through another human being. And it's usually somebody very, very vulnerable that can't stop the parent from doing it. So it's abuse in the highest sense. They'll lie about the child's symptoms. They may even try to change the test results. They may, you know, physically harm the child so that he really does have abdominal pain. I mean, it's so bad. It's one of the scariest things when a parent has this. And, you know, many times they say that these people have had a pretty ample medical experience themselves. Either they're in the medical field or they, and it's not even to get narcotics. Yeah, you may see some going, look, if my kid is sick, I'll get the narcotics for the kid, tell him to lie, and then I can get the narcotics. That's a form of it. But many times they just want, it's some mental disorder where they just want the satisfaction of medical personnel, you know, falling all over themselves, trying to cure something that you caused. You know, the root of this psychological, this psychological issue is you having that control. You are able to make an illness and you are able to get some of the finest minds, you know, in that city to do something for that illness. And it's a power trip. It's disgusting. It really is. And so anybody who as a relative of this, you have to get the children away or the elderly parent or whoever is unfortunately at risk. You have to get them away as quickly as possible. And Child Protective Services needs to be very, very aware. Now, you know, being in Child Protective Services, I can understand the dilemma and the conflict. You have somebody saying, look, she's taking my kid to the doctor and the kid's not sick. Well, you want a sick child getting better. You see the child, they look sick, you're going to be like, you're going to side with the mother. But if the mother is inducing the sickness, how do you prove that? You need to have cameras, you need, you know, I don't know how anybody in Child Protective Services could prove that. So it's very scary. All right, guys, don't go away. 1-877 Doc Dolly.
Have you checked your ECS lately? We have. We are New Pharma, scientists who specialize in human functions controlled by the endocannabinoid system, or ECS. Let me simplify. Your ECS is involved in physiological processes like appetite, pain sensation, mood, memory, and immune systems. New Pharma's patent-pending science is the big difference in our natural solutions, formulated for your well-being. For example, our foundation product provides targeted nutrition to support
support a healthy endocannabinoid system, which is directly responsible for managing and controlling inflammation. This product contains turmeric, which is known as one of the best anti-inflammatories on the planet. Our allergies product contains sage, which is a very effective decongestant. See all of our amazing capsules, essential oils, and ECS herbal teas at GNUPHARMA.com. New Pharma, your path to wellness begins here.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.